Welcome to Skid Row Studios in downtown Los Angeles. This is the weekly wrap-up where we get you caught up in the week's biggest stories. Like us on Facebook or subscribe free at the iTunes store. Remember to catch the weekly wrap-up every Sunday, 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific time at skidrowstudios.com. I am your host, Ken August. I am joined, as always, by the host of Bad Advice, a good friend of mine, Drew Marks. And comedian Chris Z is with us today. How are you guys?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing great. I'm always happy to be here.
Are you still here from yesterday, from Bad Advice? Is that what's going on?
I didn't want to have to park again, so I just stayed downtown LA. Save $5.
If anyone wants to call in, tell us what's on their mind or what story they want to talk about this week, the number is 800-893-9562. 800-893-9562. We will talk a little Fast and Furious, which is hopefully not the Vin Diesel one. Obama used his executive privilege today, invoked his executive privilege this week, I mean, which always sounded dirtier when Clinton did it. But still, it's done. Sandusky, we'll make fun of him for a little bit, although he's guilty, but still getting pension payments. That's nice. Immigration ruling came down also. Seems it's not as tough to be brown in that town right now. That's nice. And Katie Holmes is finally finishing her 5-year search for a good divorce lawyer. But let's start off with Obamacare ruling coming in. And this is how it was first reported on both Fox and CNN. Listen to this.
But I want to bring you the breaking news that according to producer Bill Mears, the individual mandate is not a valid exercise of the Commerce Clause. So it appears as if the Supreme Court justices have struck down the individual mandate, the centerpiece of the health care legislation. I'm going to hop back on this phone to try to get more information for you and bring it right to you, Wolf.
Wow, that's a dramatic moment.
Not only dramatic,
but wrong.
Completely incorrect. I hope when she got back on the phone with that producer, he said, you should have listened to the second half of the sentence.
No, his first words would have been, oh, one other thing? You're fired. You suck.
Yeah. So then here was the actual ruling.
We are processing what is, in fact, this complicated decision, but it appears the Chief Justice has joined with four of the court's liberals to uphold the mandate on an entirely different provision that did not get a lot of attention during the argument, ruling that Congress had the power to pass this requirement to require people to pay a penalty if they did not have health insurance under its taxing power. Now, as you know, this case was looked at as a Commerce Clause issue, whether or not, of course, that means Congress has the power to regulate commerce, therefore, could they order people to buy a product?
What is Chris doing over there? Is he furiously researching all the everything we're doing?
I have to tell you, I look over and there's porn on his computer.
Is that true?
That was hilarious. We're here doing a news show. I look over and there's just like, yeah.
Do you know how what it takes to get me out of the house since I discovered this site called youjizz.com?
It
is 140 pages.
Anyone who's listening, say goodbye to Chris Z, by the way. This will be his last appearance.
I'm physically drained right now. You know how pale I look?
Yes.
I'm dehydrated.
I love that. That's fantastic.
So although we'll deal with your eventual dehydration later on, Obamacare may help you out in the long run.
But what struck me immediately about that is, you know, when they got the report wrong, I like how they go, it's, you know, the ruling is complicated. No, it's not that complicated if you just waited a second.
Yeah. Well, want to be the first.
Listened. You know, if you listened, if you read it, it's not complicated.
Yeah. They wanted to make sure they were the first person to get it wrong.
Yeah.
Nailed it. I mean, unbelievable. But so the ruling comes down and it shocked most people because, you know, everyone expected it to go down party lines. And it did until it got to the Chief Justice, who broke the tie, and he actually sided on the opposite side of what he usually is expected to side on, and he decided to go with the liberals and said that even though it's not really the main argument they used, he said the government can do the mandate because they will qualify it as a tax.
Right.
And so people are up in arms. Obama dealt with it relatively gracefully. He came out, I believe, and he said this.
You lose. Good day, sir.
And then he walked off. That was, he handled it well. But, I mean, here's the thing is, what does that change? Does that change anything? They're still fighting it.
It changes in that I think if it had gone the other way, it more than likely would have spelled the end of his any chance I think he would have had of winning a second term.
But let's just say they continue to hammer away. I mean, the Republicans have made that such an issue to people that don't even know what is in Obamacare. Mm-hmm. They have talked about how much it is hurting the economy, even though almost all of it has not even been implemented yet.
And it isn't hurting. It's more like the future when they're saying it's going to cost too much. It hasn't hurt anything yet because
right. But they forget to mention the word future when they complain about it. They say it's killing the economy. Right. I agree with you, but I'm saying they will continue to say
the Republicans. Yes. They will. But I look, people like a winner. You know, that's why if he had lost this battle, it would have shown him as vulnerable. You know. You have that whole perception of you spent all this time and money
that
getting something
with.
Done that was never going to go into effect.
That I agree
so
with.
So I think it made him look weak in that way. This way, I mean, the Republicans are going to keep hammering on it. The best shot they're going to have, like when they talk about repeal, is if they get a majority in Congress and the Senate, then they can try and defund it. That's their last option.
And that's probably not happening. But I mean, I agree with you in the fact that if it didn't pass, if it would have been struck down as unconstitutional, then Obama's biggest problem was he spent 2.5 years passing something that then was going to get dropped, in which case the economy is currently not great. The jobs market is not great. The housing market is not great. And the one thing you did get passed got struck down. So, I agree with you.
Yeah, that and the argument of, look, this guy, you know, even though it's not true, like, he's a socialist, he's trying to do things that are against the Constitution.
Yeah, but they do that. They don't need facts for that. They do that whether he wins or whether he doesn't win. They're going to do
right,
that anyway.
I'm saying it's easier to make that argument. In other words, more people are going to, I don't know, believe it or go along with it if, you know, he's actually called on it, as opposed to, like, it's harder to throw those accusations out when it's like, well, no, actually.
I know that that may not be true. He may not be a socialist, but I know that it is for a fact that he's going around door to door right now taking your guns.
Yeah.
Yes. They do believe, and that next topic will lead us into that nonsense theory. But yeah, I mean, here's the thing. For the Republicans, does it help the Republicans? I mean, or hurt the Republicans?
Yes, it does. I think it hurts them, one, because just if you win, you get the higher ground. And also, I think it helps, and it hurts the Republicans because now, maybe, so this is my hope, that they can start pointing out the actual things that are beneficial in the health care, which they didn't do a good job of.
They did a horrible job of selling.
Yeah.
A horrible job.
But now you can, like, bullet point the thing. It's like, okay, now that this is over, this is what you're getting. It's like, look in your Christmas stocking. You're getting no pre-consistent, you know, pre-existing conditions. You're getting no
Here's what the law has done so far, and we say most of it doesn't go into effect until 2014. It's eliminated co-payments for preventive care. Young adults can stay on their parents' insurance for up to 26 years. Insurers can't deny coverage to children with health problems. And eventually that'll be to everybody. Limits how much policies will be able to pay out for each person over a lifetime. Those limits have been eliminated, so they can't say, well, sorry, you reached your limit, now you got to walk it off.
Yeah.
That can't be said.
Sorry, your sick kid's still sick.
So if those are a handful of the things that have gone into effect, if the Democrats should have a much easier time saying, what would you like to repeal?
Billboards and papers and, you know, phone solicitation, they should just be hammering that home, because no one is going to argue that those things are bad. That's why they say, the people that don't like Obamacare
don't know what's in it.
Right. Because as soon as you start saying specifics about things that are in it, then they go, oh, yeah, no, I support those things, but I don't like Obamacare. It's like, no, that is Obamacare.
What kind of draconian dictatorship are we living in when an insurance company who you pay to cover you when you're ill is now required to pay to cover you when you're ill?
You know, the funny thing, 30 million out of the 50 million estimated uninsured people in the U.S., Obamacare would take care of 30 million of them. Mm-hmm. It'd still be 20 million not covered, but expecting to cover 30 of the 50 million. A lot of it still will go into effect in 2014. Now, here's the thing is, as far as the mandate goes and people freaking out over the mandate, 8 out of 10 Americans, they're saying after the mandate, after everything goes into effect, 9 out of 10 Americans are expected to be covered. of
pretty good.
Right now, they say how many people would the mandate affect? Right now, 8 out of 10 Americans are already covered. 1 out of every 10 Americans is going to change. That's it. But they made it sound like this mandate is game changing, completely game changing. He's making us buy something.
What a stupid premise to object to something. I mean, if you're going to complain about something, how about no more uninsured motorists? How about no more if you've lived your life without having children, do you have to pay property taxes to put other people's kids through school?
Right.
If you're going to argue, at least get a valid fucking argument.
Yeah.
Just come out and call him a nigger. That's what you want to do. Just call it. Just use the word. Get it out of your system, and then we can stop pretending you've actually thought about it and you actually reached this conclusion on your own. And it's not because you're partisan or you hate the president. And
they do. They are not allowed to say that about the president. They now say that about the attorney general.
Let's give them one day just to get it out of their system.
Right. Go ahead. Yell it. Put it on
free.
I'm pretty sure they've had a lifetime of one days strung together where they've used that word.
I'm sure the second the door closes, it becomes that day for them.
Yes, that is probably true. It's a loving bunch.
No, my question, though, is look, this whole thing with Obamacare is going to evolve over time. It's not just because of what it is right now. It's not going to stay the same. So when you say it's only adding one out of every 10 to the thing, I think that could be misleading because if people have better options at healthcare, they may change.
Well, also, it'll add only in that stat, it'll add 1 out of 10 who currently don't have insurance will get insurance. But out of those other 8 out of 10 who already had it, they will still get other benefits.
Right. They will get better things than what they have. Like, I know a lot of people, you know, I'm fortunate through my union, I get good health care, but there's been times in my life where I had different health care, and I know other people where you just have that, it's called catastrophic insurance, which is basically useless because if you get sick, you have to pay for it because your deductible is so high. It's only if you get cancer or something, you have to be hospitalized where it's going to be really expensive.
Yeah.
Then it starts kicking in where they pay 80%.
So things have to be as bad as humanly possible before they start.
Exactly, before they give you anything. And even then, it's still costing you 20% of a very large figure, which is expensive. So I just think as Obamacare kicks in, my hope is that it's lowering costs for, you know, all the people involved.
I think you bought a fine insurance. let's move on to Fast and Furious. For those of you that aren't sure about Fast and Furious, but you've heard about it. Yeah, here it is.
That's my musical lead-in.
Are you crazy? Do you know whose money are you stealing?
We ain't stealing that.
All right, listen up. The men we're after are professional runners. We find them, we take them as a team, and we bring them back. And above all else, we don't ever, ever let them get in the cars.
I had to go with Fast and Furious, really? Like 5, because I...
The Rock?
Yeah, well, I couldn't get a full clip of Vin Diesel without me falling asleep in the middle of it, so I had to go with the Rock. Strangely enough, that doesn't sound as far off from the actual Fast and Furious, but here's a...
and whatever you do, don't let them get their hands on those guns.
Strangely close, but here's the real story.
We begin tonight with the controversy regarding Attorney General Eric Holder. It all began with an ATF program called Fast and Furious, in which the United States government allowed guns to be smuggled to Mexican drug runners in order to find out where Mexican drug runners were getting their guns. Anywho, we lost track of about, 2,000 guns. Although, on the bright side, we did end up finding one of them when it was used to kill a U.S. Border Patrol agent. As you can imagine, whistleblowers began to blow whistles, to which the DOJ responded in a February 2011 letter that said, "No Fast and Furious, we don't know what you're talking about." So about a month later, CBS breaks the story of the program publicly, at which point the Justice Department waits another 9 months and withdraws the first letter and sends Congress a new letter saying, "Oh, Fast and Furious. Yeah, we have that." Congress has, for the past year or so now, been asking for thousands of documents relating to this no program, oh, that program switcheroo thing that the Attorney General did. Attorney General Holder has refused to give the documents. Yesterday, the House Oversight Committee voted to hold Holder in contempt. If only there was some way to take the temperature of this whole thing.
up a notch.
President Obama has entered the fray and asserted executive privilege over the documents that have been requested by Congressman Issa.
Oh, no, you did!
Sad. It's sad that I can use John Stewart to explain it that much. But, yeah, that's basically, that's basically what happened. We basically said, hey, let's track some guns. And then we lost them. And then we found them next to one of our dead Border Patrol agents. And now there's a big witch hunt.
I've conducted my own studies on how susceptible college girls are to roofie rapes using the same methods.
I got no doubts. You call that a study, did you?
It was a very intensive study. I do call it. There was at least 100 participants.
A study
unwilling participants.
A study or binge drinking. It was one of those two. Well, here's my first question about that is... your thoughts on the investigation. Obviously, the Democrats are saying it's a partisan witch hunt.
I don't agree with that, actually. If it was the other side, okay, I mean, that's politics. That's the way it works. They would go after, if it had been a Republican administration, a Republican attorney general.
Harriet Myers.
Yeah. I'm saying, but and the exact same thing happened. They'd be going, you, they'd be pissed off. What do you mean you're calling executive privilege? It's like, no, we need to know.
Well, two different questions. Is the investigation, because I agree with you to a point, the investigation of the whole event, of the whole thing, I mean, that should be investigated. When something goes wrong, when you have some sort of sting operation and it goes wrong, let's find out why it went wrong.
Right.
Now, the more shit that comes out, it seems a big part of what went wrong, although I don't understand why they wouldn't know this in advance, is they had these gun runners. Let's just say this whole plan was working. They have these guys, they call these straw buyers, which are guys that basically they would buy the guns and then just, you're allowed in Arizona to, I'm sorry, in most states, but you're allowed to, in Arizona it was, correct, where you're allowed to buy these guns, and then as long as you say they're for you, you can buy as many as you want, then turn around and within 5 minutes go, I'm selling them to you. And that's legal. You can do that. So they can do that. The problem was they can't then turn around and arrest any of these other people because these other people didn't do anything illegal. That's all legal. Buy as many goddamn guns as you want in Arizona and other states, and that's fine. Can't stop it. So why they didn't know that? So when they eventually, when some of the agents were like, hey, we see some of these guns, can we go grab them? Like, well, on what charge? Okay, well, just keep watching the guns then. And then...
What do you think? Going to happen with the gun. The gun.
It's not going to morph into a butterfly.
Right. Eventually, somebody shot it?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah, we never saw this coming.
Yes. So the investigation into the event, I understand. But when it got to, then he handed over a bunch of stuff. And when he didn't hand over certain things, that's when they started getting pissed. Now, similar things happened in the previous administration. And yes, you know, the Democrats would also freak out when they went to, we're going to hold, you know, the other black guy who has a high office. We're going to eventually make him the first attorney general, sitting attorney general to ever be held in contempt. Seems like they were taking it a little farther. And the Democrats stopped before they did that. And let's listen. Bush did this back in the day.
Yesterday, President Bush claimed executive privilege, yet again, in refusing to hand over the transcript of the FBI interview with Vice President Dick Cheney about the CIA leak case. Multiple White House staffers have simply ignored congressional subpoenas in the last several years. These folks include Karl Rove and former counsel Harriet Myers and Chief of Staff Josh Bolton and former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. And nothing was done to any of them.
Nothing.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's even in that respect.
Well, none of them were held in contempt. Right. That's what I'm saying. So once it got to executive privilege, now it's like, whoa, executive privilege? That seems ridiculous.
Yeah.
Now, that being said...
No one's ever said that the Democrats and Republicans go at things with the same level of aggressiveness.
You know, no.
The Republicans... The Democrats have never cried, we need to take our country back. It's like, we lost the election.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's that whole thing. It's like they're
that they well, yeah, that
I love. I mean, if you watch Fox News, I mean, left like there's every street corner is packed with left wing lunatics.
Yes.
And any kind of protest march is the most extreme Berkeley radical nudist pot smoking commie pinko. You know what I mean? There's no medium. It's just everybody's the extreme left. Yeah, meanwhile, they never talk about these guys on the right with their militias and their evangelicals, and they want to put fucking, you know, Christian, like diehard fundamentalist Christians in office.
Yeah.
These are the same people who want to go to war with every country that employs those same type of governments, but they're Muslim governments.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, there's no doubt. They want freedom of religion, but that means freedom of their religion to do what they want.
Yeah, freedom to be Pentecostal.
But now, that being said, when Bush did that, here was Obama's reaction.
There's been a tendency on the part of this administration to try to hide behind executive privilege every time there's something a little shaky that's taking place. And I think, you know, the administration would be best served by coming clean on this.
Oops. Oops.
That's just another example, though, of, and we've talked about this on the show. It's like in this day and age where everything is recorded, you are getting called on your bullshit. You know, yes. It's going to happen.
Yes. At no point in time, and much like my penis, I lean to the left, but at no point in time do I pretend that both sides don't do the same thing.
Yeah, it's just, here's the thing. They do some of the same things, but it is not to the same extent.
No, that I agree.
It's not with the same malice.
No, the Democrats will complain, and then go, all right, fine, we got nothing we can do about it. We'll go, you know, we'll move on.
Yeah.
The Republicans are going, well, we'll hold you in contempt. You'll be the first person in contempt.
Right. And like that Valerie Plame thing with Dick Cheney.
Or, yes. I mean, that was another one where executive privilege.
Such a blatant crime. And it's like, all right, well, it should be.
This was a matter of national security.
Right.
They compromised the identity of a top secret CIA agent. And these right-wing hypocritic motherfuckers, if they were serious, they would have been in the streets marching with picket signs, having anyone involved, the Novak, anyone involved with that, having them hung from the nearest tree.
Yes, but it was Dick Cheney.
As well, this is a man who compromised national security.
Dick Cheney,
that's not my opinion.
Yeah.
That was the outcome. And this is President Bush who went on TV and said anyone having anything to do with this leak will be penalized. He made that vow. Who was penalized? In fact, he pardoned somebody, didn't he?
Cheney did.
No, Libby. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Scooter Libby.
Yeah. Here's the thing is, your name is Scooter. You should get a little leeway. You've probably been beaten up a whole lot. So give a guy named Scooter a little leeway. But yes, I agree with you. It's completely ridiculous. And I agree with you. And a lot of that comes in with what you're saying, you know, early on. Is there's a slight difference in the degree of rhetoric of the two sides. Both sides spew all sorts of horseshit. The Democrats, however, come with, your policies suck. The Democrats will say, your policies suck. You don't care about the poor. You only care about the rich. The Republicans come with, you're not a legitimate president. You're probably not the correct religion, and we need to get our country back.
Yeah, you were born in Kenya.
You were not. You were all against Clinton. They called him a murderer.
Clinton, they called him a murderer,
and then when they moved on from that, they go, well, this guy, we can't call him a murderer too. So we'll say he technically can't even legally be a president.
Just to show you how retarded and conspiratorial some people are. I mean, this is a guy, I lived with this guy. This isn't some guy in Montana in the mountains. Still was positing that story about Bill Clinton having something to do with, what's the cat's name?
The guy Vince Foster. Found dead in the park?
Vince Foster, right?
He was found dead in the park.
Do you know that even...
Is that a Chicago song, Dead in the Park? No, go ahead.
Kenneth Starr, that right-wing bulldog, even said, there's nothing to this case. This is not a murder. Let it go.
Yeah.
And there's still people that persist with that ridiculous wives.
There's still people that think Obama is not American, and it's ridiculous. But just to wrap this up real quick, that was Obama's first executive privilege use. Almost done with his first term. His first one.
What, six times?
W used it six. W's dad used it only once also. Reagan used it three, although he may have used it more and just didn't remember it. Clinton, 14 times.
I think
every time
I'll say I love that guy.
Every time he got laid, he's like, "Do I need executive privilege?" I think he thought that was sex in some way, shape, or form. But good for him.
I just got to say this because before we move on, I am so that's one particular this thing where people on the right are married to national security and patriotism. It is the biggest hoax ever perpetrated on the American people. Do you know that when they looked into 9/11, this is a fact. Look at it. Don't take my word for it. When Bush finally bowed to public pressure and agreed to be questioned, They questioned him and Cheney in a vault,
yeah.
A soundproof vault, and the guy who did the questioning couldn't take his notes out of the vault. The guy who did the questioning he worked for a university, had no national security experience, no real reason to be conducting this investigation. The whole thing was a sham, yeah. And yet who on the right was outraged? What are these support the troops people, these don't burn the flag people? Where were they when this was going on? All right, I'm getting the wrap, guys. Good night.
Well, that is fantastic outrage. I'm not sure where it ties in with...
I'm going to go with, I'm glad he didn't drink the second Monster energy drink.
Well, the porn must have ended, is all I can assume.
Yeah, I'm going to look at it a little bit.
That four-and-a-half-minute segment has come
right up. It was fantastic.
All right,
this woman is old but very hot.
let's move on to one of the more popular scumbags in the world. Jerry Sandusky was finally convicted. So I put together some of his greatest hits. Here you go.
You know, if you get sweaty and want to take your shirt off, that'd be just fine. Make sure you stretch out those creamy hamstrings. Know anybody with a pair of strong young hams to help me in and out of the tub? You got anything you used to wear in the summertime?
Just these old shorts.
Sweet Jesus.
I like Sweet Jesus. I like when he comes in with the Sweet Jesus. So he got, 45 of 48 counts guilty. He didn't take the stand because the prosecution said if you take the stand, your adopted son is going to come on and say that you molested him too. So he didn't take the stand, still claims his innocence, and still getting almost $5,000 a month for his pension payments.
That's amazing.
I'm in the wrong business.
You need to be in a molesting business?
I've never molested anybody, and I don't have a pension. So
the pension, the pension union, the molesting union is huge, by the way.
What is the monthly dues for that?
That I don't know, but he is up to $4,904 a month. Here's the amazing thing, is the Penn State State Employees Retirement System, you can't lose it. It doesn't get forfeited, your pension, unless you are convicted of what is known as an Act 140 crime.
What is an Act 140 crime?
I don't know, but this, what he did, is not it. And here's how specific Act 140 is. Act 140 says, among the current list of offenses, if you're convicted of rape or any other sexual offense graded as a felony, that would be a forfeiture of your payments.
Really?
Yes, but only if the offender is a school employee and the victim is a student. So, you have to... It specifically has to be work-related.
Okay.
You can go ahead and
very rape-specific.
Yeah, you can rape people on your off time, but if you're using students and you work at the school, then you lose it.
Sure, don't shit where you eat.
Yeah.
Don't
rape where you eat.
Don't rape where you coach.
That's exactly right. That is horrible.
Can I just say this, Gus?
Please.
He deserves to go to jail, yes, but I think they're going a little hard on it. It's my understanding that he faked every orgasm.
Oh, yeah, that's what you woke up for? Oh, that is well done. I'll give you some love for that. No, what an unbelievable scumbag. And that's the thing. There's not a lot to discuss other than just... I think a lot of people, myself included, go into it when he first gets convicted going, oh, cool, well, we hear that people in prison are not very nice to...
No, he's not going to enjoy his stay.
He's not going anywhere close to those people. He's going to a specific, I know football defenses, but I still rape people thing. That's the prison he's going to. They put him in a special program. He's not going.
He's in a special program, but I got news for you. Even in those things, it depends. I don't know which prison they sent him to, but I love watching Lock Up Raw. And I was watching last night.
What is your, is that MSNBC during the weekends?
Yes, every weekend. Where it's it goes from news to guys in lockup. It's fantastic. But the thing is, there's this one prison in Colorado. I'll make this brief, but Lyman Prison in Colorado, their warden specifically, they refuse to take people like child molesters and give them separate, those guys are put in general population. They refuse to afford them protective custody. They don't last long.
That'd be great.
But they don't, they're not allowed.
There's
so they either have to be sent to a different prison or, you know, face it.
Face it. I like it. I like it. I mean,
I got no problem with it. Look, if you're going to do that crime, I am, you know, I am not about, like, let's cater to them.
This, I don't think you're really going out on much of a limb to say let's protect their child molesters. I don't think anybody's going to make that stand. So I agree with you.
But we do it.
Yeah, but let's be honest. The vast majority of cases aren't this cut and dry. I mean, this is, yes, clearly somebody who's guilty, guilty, guilty. But in most cases, you go to prison, we know that there's been people. We've had discussions like this before about the death penalty. We can't have people going into prison, being murdered, and then discovering that they didn't belong there in the first place. That's
what if they go there? What if they go there and they get murdered and you discovered they did do it in the first place? Do you feel slightly different about that?
I miss them as much.
Correct. I'm not. It's not an excuse. It's not a condemnation. I'm just saying that, generally speaking, we as a country err on the side of caution. That's why we have a legal system that says innocent.
Have you ever heard
guilty.
Of Texas?
Have you ever heard of drones?
I hope we get to that at some point. I was going there earlier because I don't know if we were talking about things you say, and this struck me as the most irresponsible statement I've ever heard on news. Who's that pretty blonde bimbo on Fox News?
Megyn Kelly.
During a recent story about the drones, basically just kept, you could tell she was just positing the idea that these drones are being flown domestically, and she's kind of drawing a link for people.
The story where they're using drones over farmland or whatever.
Yeah. And apparently it's been something that's been going on for years.
Yes.
Nobody's cared.
Yeah.
Nobody's brought it up.
But people are now scared of them.
Right. Well, people are now scared because you have Megyn Kelly saying, oh my God, it's the same drones. First of all, no, it's not.
They don't have missiles on them.
Yeah, they don't have missiles on them.
They don't have the thing that actually shoots.
Yes, I mean,
that makes them different.
We use helicopters over in war, too. Every time a helicopter flies over the mainland, we don't go, oh, shit, hit the ground.
Right. I'm about to get strafed.
But she said it at least three times in succession to the person she was interviewing.
Yes.
People are scared because they know that Obama has this kill list and he's using drones to kill people. And then they look overhead and they see a drone flying over their farmland. I mean, it was an outrage.
Yes.
What she was doing. It could not be a mistake.
I will agree with two things. One, that was ridiculous. And two, you were definitely outraged.
And this is the same twat remember how progressive she became, how feminist she became when she was pregnant and her employer granted her time off? Mm-hmm. That she agrees with. She agrees with maternity leave.
Yeah, but to her defense, she's kind of hot.
Yeah, but you see, but then this brings us back to, am I supposed to miss her even if a child molester shanks her? And my answer is no.
No, fair enough. Miss her? Wait a second. I got confused.
I'm allowing the child molester to do the shanking in this particular instance.
Oh, okay.
I say we give him each a good shank. Have him
let him work it out.
That's good casting.
It's a no-lose situation.
Do that or put her in a schoolgirl outfit and just see what happens.
Oh, let's put her in a schoolgirl outfit and let's see what happens. I mean, either way, that's a win, although Chris will probably have it on his computer in minutes. All right, let's move on to the immigration ruling. How about Obama coming up big in the Supreme Court again this week? Listen to this.
The heart and soul of the Arizona statute has been struck down by the Supreme Court, consistent with previous Supreme Court opinions that basically say, for better or for worse, whether you like it or not, immigration is a federal issue to be administered by the United States of America, by the federal government, and not by the states, so that immigration law means the same thing in all 50 states as it does in Washington, D.C.
Shocking. That was the judge from Fox
Napolitano.
News. Yeah. Who sounds delicious. He sounds like a fantastic microwavable pizza.
Several layers of delicious cheese on it.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah. But shockingly says, you know, that is consistent. You can't have the states making up their own immigration law. But that did. Now, there was part of it. They struck down three of the four. Basically, for people that aren't sure, there was the Arizona law that was passed or was trying to be passed was the law that, and the government was suing, was saying, look, the police have a duty, the law said, to stop people and ask for their immigration papers if they felt that they may have been there illegally. And other people were saying, well, how do you feel they're there illegally unless
driving
you're basing
while
it?
Brown.
Yeah, exactly.
Show me one Canadian that this has happened to. Show me one person that doesn't have brown skin that this has happened to or would happen to.
I cannot do that. I cannot do that unless they're in a car full of people with brown skin.
Right, yeah.
I would have to sit down and have a conversation with Jackie Chan.
No, you can't. You can't. First of all, he's not going to sit down with you. You're not going to understand a word he's saying anyway. But that would be nice.
But he would offer me juice.
Yes, he would. He would flip in and pour you a glass. That's very true.
Do we even trust anyone from Arizona to know what countries are? Like, you know, somebody tells them they're from Puerto Rico. You know, the Puerto Ricos are Latinos. But fortunately,
all the immigration officers...
That's Fidel Castro right there, ain't it?
For all the immigration officers are still in Hawaii looking for Obama's paperwork, so that's fine. But basically what the law said was they can no longer... They can't do that. They can't stop you for and ask for your paperwork unless they stopped you now for a different reason. If they feel they are still required to ask you if they feel there is another reason, but they can't stop you for that reason. They can ask you for your paperwork if they feel that you may not be here. But that will be challenged, basically. And the Supreme Court left that open. As soon as that happens, that will be challenged by somebody who is incorrectly asked for their paperwork, who says, "I was asked for my paperwork because I'm tan."
Right.
What proof of citizenship am I supposed to be walking around with right now? I don't even...
Well, you...
Nothing. You're white.
Actually, no, that's not true. You know, by
He's not
you're
white.
Supposed...
No, well, I'm not, actually.
Is, but we're all supposed to have ID of some kind.
Driver's license. A prescription to one of the weed dispensaries? Does that count?
Got it.
Does it have your picture?
Well, there you go. He's good. He's legal.
No, I mean, the police can ask anyone for their ID, and are supposed to have some.
Hold on
a
second.
Yes, ID and immigration papers are different.
Absolutely.
Because before we get too far ahead of ourselves, see, I've heard differently. Yes, like when you operate a motor vehicle, you're required to have a license with you. But if you're going for a jog or something, mm-hmm. there's no law say you...
I don't need my papers, no. Yeah. Unless I'm jogging through Nazi Germany. How far can you jog?
What document are there? Does that mean if you're brown or you've recently spent time in the sun, you have to now go through your safe and?
They have paperwork that changes with the tanner you get, the more it proves you belong here.
Tanner you get, you know how you have to have mood rings? Wouldn't that be great if your license
mood
like the
IDs?
Tanner you got, the whiter your license got?
You got to balance it out.
Yeah.
kind of screwed up a picture of Dorian Gray going up.
So the court struck down three of the four rules, and the fourth one is basically they're saying as soon as somebody gets pulled over and asked incorrectly for their papers, that person can sue for being discriminated against, and then they'll probably strike down that one as well. So another big ruling, by the way, shocking, in favor of Obama.
You think Jan Brewer was just waving her finger at the television?
Somehow that dumb clam decided afterwards to still stand up there and say, "We won."
We won.
Yeah. Because the heart of the law.
To show us your paper part.
Right. Of course, you can't ask for the papers unless they stopped you for a different reason, and you can't deport them because that's not the state's rights.
And you could do that before.
Yeah. Yes. But she's still claiming they won, which is fantastic.
She also felt very threatened.
She seems like a logical, trustworthy woman. All right, so let's get to a little entertainment news right now, by the way, which is I mentioned Katie Holmes seems to be wrapping up her 5-year search for a divorce lawyer, but...
She and I can finally go out in public.
Well, half of you guys can, yes. Here is I looked back to see Cruz when he came out with the bombshell love affair, listen to this, on Oprah.
Something happened to you.
I'm in love.
Crowd's going nuts.
I'm in love. And it was one of these things where it's like, you know, you want to be cool. I was like, yeah, I like her. You know, she's cool. That's not me. That's not how I feel.
I've never seen you like that.
So during the crowds going nuts, he just kept, besides the jumping on a couch, he kept getting down and like bowing to Oprah or getting on one knee. It was like he before the show studied for the part of you're a heterosexual in love, and then went out and completely played it wrong.
He auditioned for it and brought in a scene partner.
Oh, it was horrible.
Take it down a notch, please. Take it down two.
Yeah, you're at a 100. We need you at a 2 right now. That was bizarre. But the rumor that, you know, people are saying is that she basically wants out now, specifically because this is about the age when her child starts getting indoctrinated into the religion, and she doesn't want that. Others obviously say there was a 5-year contract and that was pretty much up. But, you know, hard to argue with her.
This was his third marriage and all three ended when the woman was 33.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not know that. The first one, Mimi Rogers. Now, he wasn't that famous back then, right?
Right.
The second one, Nicole Kidman. And then this one. I did not know the 33 thing.
By the way, Mimi Rogers, bona fide MILF. Unfortunately, not my bone.
Oh. Well, that is probably true. It's probably most actresses who... did they have a kid?
No.
No? Does Mimi Rogers have a kid?
That I don't know, but I do know that she was in a movie called A Door on the Floor with Jeff Bridges, my favorite actor, and she does a pretty revealing shot, and oh, God.
But if she's not a mother, can she be a MILF? Is she just a person? Is she just a pilf for you?
Yeah, she's now she's even more ideal than a MILF if she doesn't have a snotty-nosed brat running around.
Oh, nice. So there you go. There you go. She got de-MILFed, maybe. But, I mean,
we don't know.
He has kids. He has kids with at least two of those three, but none of them.
He and Nicole adopted two kids.
He and Nicole. Now, Katie, supposedly, they had the kid, right?
Yeah.
Supposedly.
That's right.
She
right.
had the kid.
Had the kid, but, I mean, I don't know what...
I believe Michael Jackson was the father.
Oh, that's nice. I was going to go Travolta. I'm thinking this is the first step, by the way, in setting up that power couple, the Hollywood power couple of Travolta Cruz. He's going to get a divorce soon, and then we're going. We're going places.
You know, it's funny because it seems like in this day and age, we've kind of outgrown this, and there are some people like the guy who plays Sheldon on Big Bang Theory who recently came out of the closet. Nobody cared.
Well, that's good.
Because no one was surprised.
That's like Rip Taylor coming out of the closet. Like, okay, sure.
Not just that, but I genuinely believe with some people like Travolta or specifically Tom Cruise, women love Tom Cruise. Did you hear the way they shouted when he starts talking about this on the Oprah clip? I can see how it would hurt his reputation and, you know, his entire essence, and that's why he has to fight so hard to pretend.
And I understood that. And I understood that back then. I understand it now to an extent. I mean, he certainly hurt himself a bunch with shit he had said since from that point to this point with a lot of the Scientology crap. As a matter of fact, here is a clip of him.
Is Scientology outwardly against gay?
I think every religion is outwardly against gay.
I think the big thing that hurt him was the postpartum depression, his speaking out against psychiatry, speaking out against meds, and specifically attacking Brooke Shields.
That hurt him, and talking about Scientology alone. Listen to this.
I think it's a privilege to call yourself a Scientologist, and it's something that you have to earn. And because a Scientologist does, he or she has the ability to create new and better realities and improve conditions. Being a Scientologist, you look at someone and you know absolutely that you can help them. Being a Scientologist, when you drive past an accident, it's not like anyone else. As you drive past, you know you have to do something about it because you know you're the only one that can really help.
Nice. By the way, there was like 8 more minutes.
As opposed to the jaws of life.
There was like 8 more minutes of the most intense Scientology can help everybody conversation. And you people don't know what I know.
So being a Scientologist makes you think you're the most interesting man in the world? Is
that- It makes you have the Mission Impossible theme song in the background.
Did I tell you that I recently met Tom Cruise? You know, I do a lot of catering and like high-end functions. And I mean, we spoke very briefly, but he told me that this faux wedding was more impossible than any mission he's done in any movie.
That's interesting, because I was going to say that marriage was less believable than Katie Holmes and Batman. But that's it's nicely played. Would it hurt? How badly at this stage, in 5 years, if Tom Cruise comes out with, I'm the gayest thing you guys have ever met in my life.
5 years, no, he'll be a senior citizen. He'll be 55 years old. He'll be eligible for AARP. I don't think it'll matter anymore. But, I mean, have you seen it? Have you seen the ads for this latest film? The guy's in better shape now than he was when he was 22.
Yeah.
Well, does that not contradict the statement of him being too old for people to care and the previous statement of women love him?
Again, 55 is officially a senior citizen.
No, I disagree. I think he, as long as he tones down the crazy, he can continue to be a sex symbol. Women will love him. You know, he's
never to the extent he was, but yes, I agree with you.
Not that it was, but you know, you got to look at, you know, Daniel Craig.
The best thing to happen to him was when he started sliding down was Mel Gibson sliding down way faster. way lower, way faster.
You could be sexy, you know, as you're older. Look at what's his name? Sean Connery. You know, you've got a whole slew. What's his face?
Sean Connery was sexiest man in the world, voted sexiest man in the world when he was like 124 years old. Yeah.
Harrison Ford. You know, you've got all these guys. But the only thing that keeps Tom Cruise from doing that is like the association with crazy. So if he can keep that off, but I do think if he came out as gay, yeah, that would negatively affect him.
But he is maybe slowly, but his star is no longer at the top.
Slowly. His star dropped, and then after a little bit of time, and after, like I said, I honestly do believe Mel Gibson's meltdown helped him a little bit, because it went, oh, he's not so bad. He just made fun of postpartum. He didn't rip on everybody else.
Doesn't hate the Jews.
Right.
He doesn't hate the people that employ him.
Yes, so that helps.
In Tropic Thunder, you know, look,
oh, he was
if you
so good
do now. A great part, it goes a long way in Hollywood to reestablishing you. And when he did that part
In Tropic Thunder, for anyone who didn't see it,
his stock went way up.
He did not credited, uncredited in that, correct?
Right.
He reprised that role. I think it was the MTV Movie Awards. When he came out on stage and he did a whole dance.
Oh, I didn't see that. That's great.
I didn't see it, but
that is great.
I mean, hilarious.
For anybody who doesn't know what Drew is talking about, in the movie Tropic Thunder, there is
the TV executive.
Yeah, there is a TV executive that shows up a couple of times, and then during the ending credits, I believe, and it is Tom Cruise in a big fat suit and makeup. Hard to recognize and completely uncredited and so out of character. He is so funny in that similar to the way Michael Jackson could just moonwalk the molestation charges away.
Yeah.
He was so funny.
He was so funny. His dancing, and he curses. Like, it's everything that Tom Cruise is not, and he did it brilliantly.
Yes, he did.
Correction, the charges did not go anywhere. He moonwalked away from
it. Well done. All right, let's move to headlines. We got sad news. We'll start off with some sad news. Nora Ephron died this week. It was the first thing she'd done in a while that wasn't funny. She died at 71 of leukemia. Wrote and directed Julie and Julia, Sleepless in Seattle. Was nominated 3 times for a screenwriter for the Academy Award for Silkwood, When Harry Met Sally, one of my favorite movies.
When Harry Met Sally is probably her best, I think.
Oh, so good. Sleepless in Seattle and the other one that was basically Sleepless in Seattle. What was the other one that she made with those two?
You Got Mail?
You Got Mail, yeah. You Got Mail or Sleepless in Seattle on the internet.
Two.
Yeah, which is sad.
Less sleepy.
She will be missed. She was great, fantastic talent, and broke the mold for women in many ways in a male-dominated business.
Yeah, showed you could do well with a big nose.
So did good for Jewish people as well. Colorado fire going on, the biggest fire in Colorado's history. Already destroyed more than 347 homes, still over 20,000 homes being threatened. At least 10 people dead right now. 35,000 people were evacuated. Some of them are now back in.
On the upside, there is a glut of unoccupied homes on the market. So.
Yes, but they're in pieces. There are pieces of homes on the market. But there is some land to build now. Hopefully, I think they're getting that under control now, and that it seems to be going on at the same time that there's a heat wave going on in the East Coast.
No, it's horrible. My buddy lives out there.
So we hope they get that under control, obviously, very soon, and everybody else from except the 10 people. Hopefully, it stays at that number. Let's check in with Syria. Every week we check in and go, still seems shitty, and now the monitors are out.
Now, you know, they have the latest thing is, they have another plan that they're discussing to, you know, transition in the government, but they won't say whether Assad is part of that plan or not.
Well, yeah, that was the world powers Saturday accepted a UN brokered plan for a creation of a transitional national unity government in Syria. The opposition forces rejected it because Russia insisted that Assad and members of his government can still be a part of the transitional government. Yeah. Like, well, I don't think you know what the word national unity government, I don't think you know what unity means, if that is the case. So they waved it off. And then just in case there weren't enough people and tension, the people that disliked them and tension around there, they decided to shoot down a Turkish military jet in the meantime.
Yeah.
So Turkey, their one-time ally, now has people on the border saying, go ahead, give me a reason.
Yeah, I think that's probably more talk. I don't think Turkey is...
Turkey's not looking for
Turkey
a war.
Turkey's not looking to get into a war.
No, but they right now have everybody on high alert, and they're not letting... They scrambled three jets.
They're hoping like a 1968 Volkswagen bus wanders over the border.
That
so
would
they
be helpful.
With
it.
Iron plates welded to it.
That, we blew that up.
The urban assault vehicle from Stripes could take them down, is what you're claiming?
And a homemade... what do you call those? Turrets? You know, like just one big gun sticking out.
That's what they're hoping for.
So let's check in on our new budding democracy in Egypt. They finally elected their first Islamist and civilian president, Mohamed Morsi, who is with the Muslim Brotherhood.
I love that he went to school here and so did his kids.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? He's a 60-year-old U.S.-trained engineer.
How many Bin Ladens went to school here?
Yeah, it's a gaggle of Bin Ladens.
Now he's president. But here's the thing. I got no problem with it. Educate here, educate your kids here. That's great. But then you go over there and you're an Islamic fundamentalist.
Now, the Muslim...
Who doesn't like Israel.
Yeah. Now, the Muslim Brotherhood has been under Mubarak's reign for all those years, have been basically kept under wraps for years. They were worried about those guys rising to power. So they basically have kept them... suppressed and arrested a lot of those guys for years. Now, this guy has just been sworn in as president, although the generals have taken a lot of his power, trying to take a lot of his power before he gets into office. But he was dumb enough or smart enough, depending on how you want to look at it, to basically say that he's vowing to work for the release of Omar Abdel Rahman, who is the blind sheik jailed in the U.S. for trying to blow up the World Trade Centers.
Yeah, he's not going to be successful in that one.
No, but not a great... Unless you're looking... I mean, you already won the election, so you don't need to say, I hate the U.S. in order to get everybody riled up over there. So I don't know if that's a great move. But, hey, you know what? He's blind. Let's let him try to escape.
Why don't we just tell him you're letting him out and just walk him down the
hall? That being blind might be an asset. Because
yeah, it is in Chinese. In China, it is.
He can actually hear the sound of the drone coming for him a little sooner than...
Okay, this one is one of my favorites, UFOs. There was a poll done recently for a show that is coming
about
out.
The president?
There's a show called Chasing UFOs that just came out on National Geographic, which I watched and I was all amped up, and it's silly, and I was a little disappointed. That being said, why these people have to go look for evidence at night, other than the fact that they want to look like the Bigfoot hunters, is ridiculous. Like, let's scan the area. Why'd you wait for nighttime, you idiot? But that's a different story. So they did a poll. They polled 1,100 Americans over 18 years of age. 36% of Americans think aliens have visited Earth, and almost 80% believe the government has kept information about UFOs secret from the public. 77% believe there are signs that aliens have visited Earth already. That's 3% less than the people that believe the government's keeping it a secret. And 55% believe Men in Black style people exist. And we'll shut you up. That seems a little high I'm a little surprised that many people think. Although they may have asked that question close to the release of Men in Black 3, which the public's not that bright. 65% of the people think Obama would be better as a leader than Mitt Romney if an alien invasion took place.
Yeah. That's probably because, and the joke is that would Romney go after his own
guy? Yeah. I was going to say, Romney's still adjusting to speaking to humans.
Right.
Tough to get him to speak to a completely different species, although, as you're saying, maybe his species.
Romney would broker a deal so he'd have a cut of the mineral rights.
All right. So the toxicology reports came in for Rudy Eugene, the Miami face eater.
Yeah. He was high.
That is it. Nothing in his body that they found in these tests other than marijuana, making it the worst case of munchies ever.
And the bath salt lobbyists are like, told ya.
I gotta ask you something, guys. What the hell are bath salts?
Okay,
it's a synthetic drug. It has nothing to do with anything with a bath. Bed Bath & Beyond is going, our products are safe.
Yeah, it's called bath salt, and it's basically new synthetic drugs, a mixture of new synthetic drugs that are a mixture of, like, methamphetamines and cocaine and other types of drugs.
Ecstasy.
Yeah, and they basically, it's new synthetic drugs that have come out that they call bath salts so they can sell them legally.
Well, none of those drugs on their own have downside. What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, you mix them together.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I just think it's funny. You know, it's like, yes, they found marijuana in his system, but you so cannot make that connection.
Like,
no. You could have said you found anything in there. It's like, you know, we found traces of corn.
Yeah.
You know, he had beets and orange juice. Which one of those things.
He was wearing cotton poly boxers.
Right,
who knows how they.
None of that, you know, when you consider the large numbers of people that will indulge, it's a very small amount that actually go to the face eating.
Yeah, that is.
I could see if there was a guy standing nearby laughing his head off and they blamed that on marijuana.
Yes, that I understand.
Yes.
I'm just saying, it's like, you know, you got to look at, like, it doesn't matter what is in his system. It's like the guy is fucking crazy. He ate somebody's face.
Yeah.
You're looking for the reason he's crazy.
Yeah, when you get a rash of face eating, although, you know what, I say that and I stop myself now. There was a rash of face.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but it ain't the pot. I have almost eaten nobody's face. And I have, in my day, I have imbibed. Is that the right word? I don't know. I'm high right now. But is that the word?
Yes.
Okay. Imbibed. Then yes, then I'm not high right now. Imbibed is what I did. And I've, other than occasionally one guy who was sleeping, I've chewed on nobody.
No, licking a guy is not the same.
Oh, okay. Then no. Then I've done nothing wrong. Then I've
You're
done nothing wrong.
You're just getting a taste. I mean, there's not.
You know, one detail
it's like Clinton. You didn't swallow.
One detail of that story that's been consistently overlooked that I just think is the greatest thing I've ever heard is that, did you hear about when the cops showed up and they ordered him to stop? They didn't shoot him right away. And he looked at them and growled and then resumed face eating.
Yeah, yeah, like, back off my snack.
I want a movie made of that incident.
That is very similar, by the way, to when I'm over Drew's house and he tossed the bone, his little chew bone, to his dog. Who is a very friendly dog, not a very well-behaved dog, but a very friendly dog. And I reached down because she didn't touch it. So I figured, oh, let me give it to her. And she pounced on me. She pounced on me like I just beat up her mother. She was all over me, chewed through my shirt. 45 minutes later, Drew was like, Parker, stop.
Dog owners, it's never an emergency till you're bleeding profusely.
Oh, yeah. And they come with this. They come with this. Oh, she has to learn.
I tell somebody whenever they say, oh, this dog doesn't bite, I said, neither did the dog who did that.
We got half a minute, guys. What's wrong with people? Drew, you got?
I'm going with Bobby Jindal and the other Republican governors who say, okay, just because the Supreme Court said it's constitutional, we disagree. That is what makes something constitutional. That's why we have a Supreme Court. You're an idiot. That's not the way it works.
Chris, who do you got?
Hate to be a hack, man. I'm just going to call Sandusky the asshole of the week.
It's hard to argue with that. When your son's coming out against you, it's hard to argue. Although he did keep it in the family. I will go with the Miami face eater, because if they start closing dispensaries around here because of him, I'm going to be pissed. Good night, everyone.